The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, I happen to be one of the luckiest men in the city of Dublin today. It is World Chocolate Day, and you want to be on World Chocolate Day sitting in a studio with two chocolatiers, and I can tick all of those boxes. So you're very welcome to the studio. And that is the founders of the Proper Chocolate Company, Kelly and Patrick Marjolais. You're both very welcome. You call yourselves a bean to bar chocolate company. And what I'm amazed about your story on this World Chocolate Day is that you're doing it from Dublin. We're so used to the big international, the Nestlés, the Cadburys, only mentioned their names briefly, okay? But the big international chocolate companies, you guys are in a tough industry, right? There's nothing going to be handed to you in this area, but you've come up with your own taste. First of all, you're very welcome. You brought some samples, so our listeners will hear crankling bags and a bit of gluttony and a bit of an indulgence as we talk through this. I'll come to you first, Kelly, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What does World Chocolate Day mean to you? Is this a big thing or is it just a marketing thing? Or are you just kind of, we're doing our stuff all the time anyway, so we don't notice a whole lot?
Yeah, for us, Patrick and I, well, we're married. We've been married 19 years. And so this is very much a family business. This is actually, it's actually just a really good excuse to talk about what we talk about every day with other people, a broader audience. So.
Now, tell me a little bit about your own company, the Proper Chocolate Company.
Yeah, so we're 6 years going. We've been kind of growing steadily and assuredly kind of.
I'm just going to reach across while you're talking
absolutely.
Away for various samples.
Yeah, so here, I'll just hand you over some chocolate bars there. So, so we've been growing kind of steadily throughout the years. Initially, we weren't quite sure sorry, this is actually quite funny what's happening. This one is one you want to taste.
Initially we weren't quite sure.
Excuse my noise pollution, by the way.
We weren't quite sure whether the Irish palate was ready for the chocolate that we make, which, you know, for the most part is dark, but not necessarily bitter. But however, when people see, say, 70% dark, 75% dark chocolate, they might think that it's going to be some bitter chocolate. So that was something we weren't sure about when we launched. And turns out we started at a time where there's been like a bit of a food revolution in Ireland, where people were interested in all sorts of foods, in particular fermented food. And many people don't know that, but chocolate starts as a fermented food.
Now, the breakdown, sorry, excuse me while I drip chocolatey saliva everywhere, but the difference between milk chocolate and dark chocolate, that kind of breakdown of the market, are you guys concentrating heavily on the darker chocolate or do you've got everything?
We do a bit of everything, and we also do milk chocolate with Irish milk. We essentially make chocolate, first of all. When we source cocoa beans, we're going to try and elevate the flavor of the cocoa bean, take it and respect it. Kind of like a winemaker will, you know, use different types of grapes and then make a very specific wine out of it. So that's like our approach. Now, in some cases, milk complements very well some particular cocoa beans. So yes, we absolutely do that.
I've been eating almonds, so excuse me if they're a bit chewy. Your chocolate is not quite as chewy as that. It's much more easy to go down. Tell me a little bit, Kelly, in terms of chocolate, why we like it so much. Is there a dopamine rush? What is it that makes that particular confectionery? We obviously have sweets and candy and all that as well, but what is it about chocolate?
Yeah, I think, there's definitely some chemical reactions that happen in our bodies when we eat chocolate. Definitely some pleasure sensors going off, and it's quite, it is, I think it's considered an addictive natured food. Patrick can speak to sort of the physiological kind of better than I can. He gets quite nerdy kind of quickly.
you have a combination of chemicals. Some of them are known, like you find in tea or coffee, and also sugar, you know, that which definitely has some dopamine effects on the brain. And then other types of chemicals which are mostly present in fermented foods. And so they give you layers of flavors,
This one sounds very exotic. So it's, what is it called? Tanzania Cocoa Kamili, 70% cocoa with nibs, Achill Island sea salt. No, not just any old salt, Achill Island sea salt,
absolutely.
Dark chocolate tablet. And as you say, your slogan is homemade from bean to bar in Dublin, Ireland. I also was just trying an almond there.
That was special. Yeah, I know. Well, it was actually a cocoa bean.
Tell us about the almonds.
That was actually a cocoa bean that you had.
Oh, sorry.
That's really interesting because when the Spanish conquistadors...
Harsh, right? I mean, just to break down in your mouth.
When the conquistadors brought cocoa beans back from Mesoamerica. They
what kind of
them,
teeth did the conquistadors have?
They called them almonds.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah. They look like chocolate almonds. And you've got a third sample you're putting in front of me, which is Peru Marañón.
Marañón, yeah. That one is absolutely sublime, kind of unlike any other chocolate that I've ever tasted.
Okay, this is a big build-up. You're telling me something sublime.
There's a story behind each one of those cocoa beans. For this particular one, it only exists in a small place in northern Peru. It's a canyon, Marañón Canyon. And this is the only place in the world where you can find it. It was actually featured in an episode of Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown, known as the white cacao bean. And when you look at the episode, if you see, you have to hike up a mountain to actually get there. It has not really been cross-pollinated with other cocoa beans, so it has kept its own uniqueness over the years.
Okay, so this chocolate is high-end. It's presumably not cheap, right?
Definitely,
You're going up against Nestlé. We've mentioned Cadbury's. There's a sort of a set of chocolate that we've all ate in Ireland for years, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's Maltesers or Dairy Milk or whatever, right? How do you guys convince us or re-change or reorient our palates and say, forget your Twixes, your Marses, your Easter eggs, you know, as in the standard ones. Mm-hmm. How do you convince people listening who say, I love chocolate, but I'm very much stuck in my habitual pattern that I've had since I was a child? How do you make them taste this far more global stuff? Stuff with made a different balance of ingredients. So tell me the story of how you can change it all.
It's for the very same reason that you've seen a lot more cheesemakers this last couple of decades, for instance, where, you know, it's something that's grown in Ireland, that you elevate, that you make from scratch, and you make a product. It'll be a little bit more expensive than, you know, your regular, store brand cheese. But there's taste behind it. There's a story behind it, and there's also the fact that it's grown locally. Same thing with coffee. If you like a good cup of coffee, you might have heard about specialty coffee. It's the same story. So it's coffee that's sourced from very specific origin that tastes better, and also more transparency around the.
I like the almost alcohol-like warning at the end of your press release, which is, do not overindulge in chocolate. It sort of like sounds like a warning about alcohol. In terms of antioxidants, I know that's a big seller for you. Just tell me what the benefits are of antioxidants.
Well, typically, they're seen as... they reduce... Don't take it for granted. I'm not a doctor, but I think the effects that it has is around reducing... maybe blood pressure?
Free radicals.
I think they also help with digestion. To be perfectly honest, you know, we make chocolate for taste primarily.
Yes.
It comes with health benefits, but it's more a consequence than...
Now, in terms of your company, let's zone in on a little bit on the company itself, because as I said, it is tough to try and run a chocolate business out of Ireland. People have tried before, so you're not the first one. Sorry, excuse me again for munching on this particular nice piece. But in terms of what you can do, how many people are employed in the company, and what are your ambitions for the company?
Well, basically, you're looking at the company right now, so it's myself and my wife.
Okay.
So that's
very tight board, tight management structure.
It's a small company, but our ambition is to, you know, continue making bean-to-bar chocolate. The world of chocolate, as people know it, is going to change, and we sort of anticipate that. There's a couple of different markets. You have the larger market, which supplies chocolate you find in stores, which is relatively inexpensive but unsustainable. And there's a specialty cocoa market, which has more sustainable, more transparency, and higher quality product. That's the market we're in. So we're looking to continue sourcing the finest cocoa beans and build
Well, I should have asked you the most obvious question of all is where can we get the chocolate? Yes. Where can we order it, etc.?
Yep, absolutely. So we are, you can find us, we do three farmers markets every week. On Fridays, we're at the Naoimh Olaf Producers Market in Sandyford. It's at the GAA Club. And then on Saturdays, we are at the Honest to Goodness Market in Glasnevin, and then also at the Red Stables Market in St. Anne's Park in Clontarf.
Okay, well, well
we're
done.
We're also online.
Are you online? Do you want to give your web address?
Yes, it's properchocolatecompany.com, all spelled out. Or if you're a cool kid, you can just do propchoc.com and you'll get there.
Okay. I'm not a cool kid, so I'll go with the full long. It's great to see it. It's World Chocolate Day. I think it's brilliant to have native chocolate being made here. It's a tough market, as I said, but this stuff is nice. If I need a sample, I'm going to keep the rest. Nourish me through the show, because I always get a bit of a sugar dip halfway through any radio show. So this will be fantastic. Thank you. If you do nothing else, you've helped me get through antioxidants or otherwise. We'll be taking now a short break. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.